This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Mr. Stuart Paulworth, the founder and director of Stuart Paulworth Wellness Advisory, providing personal, values-based, holistic health coaching. And Mr. Paulworth, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and a good morning to you. So for starters, if you would, help our listeners understand a little bit about you, your background, and what has led you to directing Stuart Paulworth Wellness Advisory.
Yep. Look, I guess my background, I've spent quite a bit of my working career working in community mental health. And I guess that has led me to see how, I guess, people that are in a system which only relies on one particular model of care, which was a medical model that relied heavily on, I guess, medication to control the people, that there seemed to be something lacking. So there was, I guess, a reluctance to look at the whole person, to see what other factors might be contributing to their condition. So I guess out of that was born an understanding that there had to be a greater integration between, I guess, the support of what could be done through the medical model, but also what a person needs, for basic sort of existence around social connection, good nutrition, physical exercise, and all those things combined together.
Yeah, certainly appreciate that lead-in, and that helps us understand more about what you're about. Now, what actually motivates you in your work as a holistic wellness coach?
Yeah, look, I've always had a strong attraction to supporting others to create positive change in their lives, issues around social justice and equity. I guess that led me to, study in the areas of social sciences. First, I studied political science, then went on to study psychology and then public health. And I guess that that led me into jobs, basically, that supported people to build, I guess, a life that had meaning and some purpose. So I could guess you'd say that my motivation was born out of all of that I've experienced and believed to be true about how nature operates in the universe, and it's always attempting to create balance. So looking at the person holistically, to create balance, that's what motivates me, and to lead them, to support them to be able to build a better life for themselves with meaning and purpose.
Yeah, that meaning and purpose factor is so crucial. Now, I'd be curious, what was the catalyst for your transition from traditional approaches used in physical fitness and mental health support to a personal values-based holistic wellness coach?
Yeah, I guess I touched on that a little bit earlier when I mentioned about what I was observing working in the community mental health sector. There was a strict adherence to the medical model, and it didn't really pay much attention to the social, cognitive, and physical health of individuals once they become part of that system. Once they were in that system, the medication became, I guess, the ruling aspect of their life, and they were trapped in that system until they could, find a way to try and break free from it. So, look, I started working with people, not based on their past history, but where they were at the time I was working with them, trying to understand their experience, separating their symptoms of mental ill health from learned behaviours, and offering people the opportunity to take risks, to experience, you know, setbacks and mistakes, because we can only truly grow from experience. So basically, you know, previous to that, a lot of the services were, I guess, creating experiences for people where they would not experience any setbacks. And if you don't experience setbacks, you don't get to learn how to build inner strength. So, you know, we allowed the people we worked with to take risks, to see what that felt like, but then to have the support around them to be able to learn from those risks and hopefully not repeat them again in the future. I guess the physical health of the people I worked with was atrocious. And the study of my study and the life experience that up to that point led me to the formation of a concept of sort of, I guess, universal balance, where nature strives to create equilibrium, while it seems humans consistently pursue activities that cause an imbalance in nature, both internally and externally. And I guess at that point, it seemed my life experience, work, and study came together to create balance for people. And the best way to do that was by taking a holistic view.
We're certainly happy that you took a moment to be with us here today, and our focus on having an opportunity to be coached by yourself with personal values-based holistic health coaching today. We are joined by Mr. Stuart Polworth. He is the founder and director of Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory here today on eHealth Radio's Health Coaching and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, speaking of that approach, how does your approach differ from other services currently available for holistic wellness coaching?
Yeah, look, I guess through my experience, I've learned that for balance to be achieved, an individual has to feel that there's a congruence and an integration of the mental, physical, and social aspects of their being. While many holistic wellness approaches attempt to create balance between the mental and the physical self through techniques such as mindfulness, you know, improved nutrition, and exercise, few take the next step, I think, is how internally held values, concepts of what is right and important to the individual can be displaced and thrown out of alignment by what we're exposed to socially and in order to make our way in the world. I guess by, you know, establishing or realigning people with personal values, there's a reduction in cognitive dissonance, and as a result, there's less mental fatigue and mental ill health, which allows people to concentrate on building better social and physical health.
Now, also on another front, I would be curious as well, how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted folks on wellness and health coaching? I'm sure listeners would like to hear a little bit on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, obviously, COVID has had a significant impact on everybody across the world. You know, we've been prevented from doing the things that we thought we'd be able to keep doing, you know, forever. Daily routine has been disrupted. People been in lockdowns. You know, people have, you know, moved to working remotely, working at home. You know, this has a traumatizing effect on people, but it's also provided a time for people to self-reflect. And I guess that can also cause some anxiety and some depression. And I guess at the end of the day, it has led to a greater acceptance of the ability to seek and be provided with support online. And I guess that allows support to be provided to a greater number of people than maybe would have been possible in the past. I guess it's truly, you know, revealed the fragility of our certainties. And I guess there's definitely a lot of evidence to suggest that there will be a time lag between the end of lockdown and restrictions and when we may see a definite increase in mental health disorders coming through.
You're certainly not kidding. What a time to live in, and a lot we've gone through, and especially the mental health factor has really been a difficult time for a lot of folks around the world, and we really appreciate how you're helping folks in these regards, especially during these times, and hopefully we've seen the worst of it. We certainly hope so. Now, lastly, how important are mentors and or coaches in your personal and professional growth, and how have they influenced how your holistic wellness service has developed?
Oh, look, I think, having people around you that, can provide feedback, input, and people that you trust that, won't hesitate to tell you that if something you're doing is not really hitting the mark or you're just gone off on a flight of fancy somewhere. I think definitely you need people around you who have your best interests at heart as well. So in doing that, if you don't have those people, then you're just going off and maybe going down a path that may lead to a dead end. So, definitely people who have experience or who have traveled the path that you're taking yourself, those who are, have some expert knowledge in the area that you're working in are always useful.
I couldn't agree more with you on that. In fact, I've tapped into that as well, and it was a fantastic experience. Before you go in conclusion, any final words or a thought or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I guess the final thought is that, basically we have, there are things that we have to do in life that may not connect with our personally held values. So, you need to understand your values and come to a way of making decisions based on your values to achieve that congruence and alignment. I guess for some mental respite and to work on the physical and social areas of your life.
I really want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today, Mr. Polworth. If listeners wanted to tap into your services or to get more information on Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory, where's the best place online to do so?
Yep. Website is stuartpolworthwellnessadvisory.com.au.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid and make it convenient for the listeners as well. Again, all the best, Mr. Polworth. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Cheers. Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Stuart Polworth, the founder and director of Stuart Polworth Wellness Advisory, providing personal values-based holistic health coaching. And once again, the website that does it all is stuartpolworthwellnessadvisory.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.